Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. All right, Cleaning Nation, good to see you. We've got my friend, associate, comrade, I don't know what you want to call him, Jim, I guess would be a good start. He came on, gosh, feels like a couple weeks ago, and holy crap, did you guys love Jim. So we had him back. Jim manages our sales team. The big event that we've got coming up in October, he and his team are managing, help make it amazing. He's actually going to be emceeing it. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/event for the details. If you hang around to the end, we're going to tell you to come how to get on his event for either free or super discounted, but you have to stay to the end until that. Anyway, we had such a good time with Jim. We wanted to have him back, and he did such a good job. I'm like, Jim, what do you want to talk about? He's like, I want to talk about selling, making money, growing when it comes to COVID, when it comes to an election coming up. We're recording this early September 2020 election year. And you guys may not have known this, but apparently there's some sort of debacle as to some people don't like our current president and have strong feelings about it. And some people love our current president and have feelings about that. You guys probably haven't heard, but you know, we'll try and keep you up on current events. So all that said, Jim, I would love to hear just top line thoughts on how do we grow our cleaning company, even if COVID hits, our mother-in-law doesn't like us, we hate the president, we love the president, our guy's in, our guy's out. How do we go? Oh, and Marco says, I saw that video. It was awesome. So we have one person verifying that Jim Pryor kicked butt. And it wasn't, let me see if I can add that to watch this. I think I added it to the recording. We'll see. Go ahead, Jim. Talk to us.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me back. And Cleaning Nation, you guys are rock. We're connected in a part of your world. I love being able to hear all of your successes through the team. Any of you who had a conversation with somebody in order to come into this world, or you're talking to somebody on our team, or you know, that we've been training and engaging with, and they're hugely fond of you. So we love this nation, this the world that you guys are all rocking here. You know, the thing that I'm really present to, I'm probably to almost an unhealthy level, pretty involved in what's going on politically. Not that I'm out in the streets with signs, but just that I consume a ridiculous amount of content. So I know stuff that I probably don't need to know, and you probably don't have any necessary knowledge of, which is great because now it can just happen to me. But the thing that I see across the board is that there are unreasonable responses to what happens in Washington. There are people who are so angry that they're burning the streets, you know, and call it which one. I'm not here to take sides or BLM this or not, or Republican, Democrat, none of that. I'm just focused on the responses. I'm focused on how you respond. I'm focused on how your potential clients respond, how your marketplace responds. Because if you're polarized, if you're on one end of this saying, we got to solve all of this because the world's going crazy, well, then we got to walk you down a little bit off that ledge, because it's not like that. And if you're at the other end saying, who cares? Well, then you're being a little bit tone deaf. And if you're going to take a marketing message to the world, to your marketplace, to your potential clients, and you're not addressing it, they're going to think something's wrong with you. So you have to be aware of what goes into the decisions that people make.
All right. So I've got to jump in with a question of a few, and I invite Jim on because he's such a rock star, and I immediately disagree with him. So first of all, we'd say, hey, to Jennifer and Lou, glad to have you, both coaches on our team. And if anyone needs any help, just be like, hey, help me out, coach. And one of those guys, gals, will jump in and give you some love. So first of all, I want to agree with, so funny, to all of our vendors and partners like Jim and his team, I'm constantly bragging on you guys, Cleaning Nation, in terms of just what amazing people you are. And it's funny because it always happens the same way. When I first tell people, they're always like, oh yeah, that's nice. You know, obviously Mike likes his people. What are you going to say? They suck. But you could tell they don't know. And then they come in and start working with us, and like usually 2 to 6 weeks in, they're like, holy crap, your people are so nice. They're so hardworking. They're just the best. I'm like, I know, I told you. So I just want to tell you, we love you guys. And I'm so proud of our vendors when I get to tell them what is really a selling tool when I'm trying to get the top talent to work with us, of you are going to get to work with the best of the best of the best. So this message is super important to most people, but I like to say for Cleaning Nation, I feel like you guys are already doing maybe a better job than most, but we want to help you kick it up to another level. That said, I want to ask him, because I take a very different tack, Jim, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'd love your perspective. So I used to listen to, I try to listen to both things I agree with and don't agree with, right? I don't want to be that guy that's like echo chamber, do my own thing. The problem is I found when I listen to things I didn't agree with, I just get frustrated. And then when I'm like, fine, I'll listen to things I agree with, and I just get frustrated, right? Because they get me all fired up the other way. And I certainly don't want to be ignorant, and I don't want to be out of touch with society. But man, oh man, lately I've been putting such a priority on like a media fast. Like I just don't let any of that garbage in because I'm not strong. I feel like I've got a pretty powerful mindset, but holy crap, I start reading that, I just get pissed off and I get all fired up. So how, walk me through what's too much, right? Where I'm just like, I'm complete. And sometimes people will be like, did you hear about the, whatever example it is, white people treating black people bad, black, whatever, who, whatever people treating. And I'm like, haven't even heard about it. Don't even know about it. And as soon as they start hearing about it, I get all pissed off. And I'm like, is that something I needed? Am I getting way too sensitive, or what's your take on all that?
You know, it's interesting because I would take the same approach that I take when I'm, you know, I've sold a lot of things, and I can't stand the saying that you can, you know, you're such a good salesman, you can sell shoes to a man with no feet. Well, that implies that I'm a horrible salesman.
Yeah, you're a horrible person at least.
Yeah, because somebody with no feet doesn't need shoes, okay? But I get the sentiment. But I can sell something to somebody sight unseen simply because I'm not selling the product. I'm selling you, I'm being committed enough to seek the solution, right? And so with that perspective, you don't need to really know what's going on in the White House. You don't know what the, need to know what the press debriefings are. You just need to know that it's going to potentially affect the people who are making a decision. Whatever happens, rules, regulations, they're going to affect taxes. They're going to affect, you know, licensing, who knows, right? So being aware of something happening is important, but it's more important to understand that they may have some hysteria in their decision. If you're ignorant to it, then you'll lose the opportunity to sell them, right? Because people are caught up in varying degrees in what they hear. And we have to be able to help them synthesize what's going on there to help them see that it's not as important as it seems or that it's very important, whichever. But we need to know why it's important to them. And so it tapping into that piece, like, so what's going on with you here? And we just need to know, you know, like there's a lot of people that are making decisions. How's that impact you? You can do a quick temperature check right in the beginning of the call. They'll tell you, I don't pay attention, or they're going to be like, the world's ending. Then you'll know how to navigate the conversation, but you got to tap into it.
So let me repeat what I thought I heard you say, because if I got it right, it's pretty important. It's not as important as what's going on. It's more important how they're feeling about that. And I have to understand that before I can really help them. Because if I don't know where they're at, I can't give them value. Is that fair? Did I miss?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So it's tapping into that perspective that they're bringing.
So walk me through that. Because it doesn't matter who gets elected here in a couple months. Half the country is going to want to set it on fire. And the other half is going to be like, thank God, right? Which is so sad. I remember when I was younger, maybe I'm just being naive, but my guy won or gal, well, you know, historically it's been guy for the president. My person won or my party won, whatever, or lost. And, you know, maybe Jim and I had a different party or different beliefs and he'd bust my chops or I'd bust his chops, right? Like apparently he's a Knicks fan, God forbid. So we can still be friends. I don't have to hate his family, want to burn his thing down, but now it's like, oh, no. So A, how do we deal with just the heightened people losing their damn minds, right? Whether you think you're right, I think, who freaking cares? Like, that's now all of a sudden the basis of how we create relationships. And then B, how do we deal with that guy or gal that's like, oh, because my guy won, I'm going to do this. Or because my guy didn't win, I got to do that. How do we save them from that? Because obviously it's not going to help them.
Yeah. Well, the first thing is helping. I talk about normalizing. I use a term called normalizing the environment. So help them understand first and foremost that crisis is nothing new. You have all been dealing with crisis since you were born, right? And they're come in variety sizes. Maybe your teenage daughter got pregnant. Guess what? Crisis, right? Maybe your mother-in-law got hit by a drunk driver. Crisis.
Well,
maybe
depends you lost on how you feel about job. The mother-in-law. You know, no, just kidding. Terrible joke.
But you know, maybe you lost a job that you weren't planning on losing. Crisis. Right. So crisis is defined by you. But the point is, you have to then determine, how do I navigate life even though crisis exists? And so once you can help people understand that, guess what? You're in a crisis and you've always been and you've always come through them. OK, now they get the awareness and the understanding that, guess what? Some people we're all going to come through this. And then some people are going to be on the high side of the wave and other people are going to get decimated by the wave. But that it's a choice. right? So you get them into this place of, okay, I have to learn to make decisions even though there's stuff going on because my family depends on it. My clients need me. The community needs me, whatever. It's like you have to really get present to the fact that what you do matters. And that if you don't do it because you're hiding and scared or you don't want to spend money and invest and hire a client or, you know, hire a service because you're worried about what's going to happen in Washington, say, look, I got news for you. Whoever's going to be, doesn't matter who wins in Washington, it's important that you win. And the only way you win is by taking control of your situation.
Yeah. And guys, gals out there listening, that's our writer Danner there is, if we, I don't care where you stand on a political spectrum, if you're a guy or gal for governor, whatever, senator, president, gets elected or doesn't, if that is what you are depending on, and again, here's, I'll give you my political stance. You get a good human being and put a title of senator or president on him, he all of a sudden becomes completely incompetent and able to make anything positive. It's just government, right? They're, I hate to say it, I feel like most of them are in it for themselves, not for, for you. So if that is, have you been to the DMV, right? If you're depending on a government agency to make you happy, you are, pick a guy, pick a gal, doesn't matter. Swing a dead cat, whoever you hit, put that guy in office. He's not going to change your life. At some point, we've got to get to the, instead of because of this, therefore that, because this guy won or that guy lost, therefore my life will be good or my life will be bad. Honestly, if that's you, I think it's time to step down from business. Might be time to get a job. I feel that strongly about it. However, if you're like, well, because this guy won, I'm going to change my tact, or lost, I'm going to change my tact and I'm going to be successful by that. We got to change it from because this happened, now this is going to happen to me, to because this happened, here's how I'm going to go about getting my result. What are your thoughts, Jim?
Absolutely. And here's the part where I mentioned tone deaf, and anybody who's noticing my mic adjustment, I finally got the right mic setting on this thing here.
So yeah, we're all,
you can
very
hear me
upset
now. So I don't, have you heard of Maslow's hierarchy of needs?
Yes, but
okay.
Share
so
for some that might
it's
not.
It's something that we infuse into our sales training, and it's more of an awareness exercise than anything. There are levels of survival, and it's often in sales when you're talking to people about like, what's your best dream and how are you going to get there and all of that, right? And that's easier to do when somebody's in a normalized environment. When they're in a crisis mode, and you're talking about how great will it be when your problem's solved, they can't even think about that because they're at the bottom rung of the hierarchy, which is, where am I going to get my food? How am I going to breathe? Where will my next check come from? Am I going to survive this? So because the media has been bombarded with all this nonsense, the people you're talking to are potentially thinking about, I can't invest in this because I don't even know where I'm going to eat tomorrow. There's
food
lines.
I can't even go
lines.
Outside. I'm going to drop dead if I go outside and take a deep breath, right?
Exactly. So you have to go down there first to meet them where they are and help them walk them off this. Because realistically, if you're one of those people thinking that, let me just tell you, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. You're going to survive this. You know that you don't really believe that you're starving and dying for food. Because if you are, that's great. Let's not talk about cleaning company mentorship or any of that. Let's talk about you getting connected to a food source. Okay. But if that's not your reality, then don't pay attention to what the news is telling you. Let's get you above that, get you up to your knees. Now that we got you to your knees, now let's talk about the fact that, guess what? You actually have an opportunity to earn money. You're not unemployed and at food lines, right? And you're not dying, and there is air and there is opportunity. It may not be the opportunity you want, but there's opportunity. So now we get you up from your knees back up to your feet. Now we move them one step at a time to this place of, okay, this isn't as bad as I'm making it. And I can choose this, right? But then you have to be sensitive and aware, because like in my personal world, I've only known one person personally who had a mortality with COVID. That doesn't mean that it's not. I also, if you run across somebody who knows three people who died, they're going to have a way different reaction than I will, right? So you got to be sensitive to what their situation is. How's this impacting you? I would do a temperature check without having a stance or a position on COVID or on this election. I think it's important to drop a thermometer into the environment and say, where do they stand? Because you can't just say, it doesn't matter if they say, dude, my cousin just died.
Right. So we typically, certainly if we have a different stance than them, want to just go right to, it doesn't matter, or it matters more than you think. You're making too big of, if I disagree with you, you're making too big of a deal of it because my deal's down here and you're up here, or you're not making a big enough deal about this. So wherever it is, we got to leave our political stance and move to, my stance is I'm here to serve you. And if that means I got to get where you're at, not that I have to agree, right? Like I can serve right. to people that have different religious or political beliefs or, you know, like the wrong basketball team like Jim here. I can still learn from him and have him benefit. So yeah, it reminds me, I remember when I was young, many moons ago. And I forget what year it was, but it was like 80s, 90s. And there's, you know, the big, you know, depression, economy's bad. And I remember just thinking like, just from my youthful, like my parents talked about it here on the news and you're like, oh, I guess we're broke, right? I was just like, oh, I guess this bad. I didn't understand. I kept going. I didn't understand how it affected me personally. And spoiler alert, it didn't affect me at all. Well, it did meant, you know, in my real life, outside of my brain, inside my brain, I had the effect. And then having gone through this, this is the first kind of pandemic where I was mentally powerful enough to just go, this doesn't have to affect me at all. Like I can, or, you know, it's going to affect how I serve you guys, right? What we want to do, but it doesn't have to affect me. And I think a lot of that had to do with the intentional turning off of the news and just being like, okay, I'm going to kind of form my own opinions. And I tend to surround myself with guys and gals like Jim and his team and people that are super positive. How can we, when we talk with people that aren't there, do a good job of, you know, it's kind of like if I'm on top of the table, I'm trying to pull you all up, there's as good a chance you're going to pull me down as I'm going to be able to pull you up. How do we meet them where they need to be without getting infected, so to speak? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Great question. It's vital that the first sale made every day is to yourself. It's I can't tell you how important that is.
Hold on. We're going to say that again for everyone that heard that or didn't write it down. You say it again. That was so perfect.
It's vital that the first sale that you make every single day is to yourself.
So true.
You have to get yourself up to here. Think about it like this. Whatever you sell, doesn't matter what it is. You can sell paper clips or you can sell heart surgery. Whoever's coming to you is broken in the area of what they're buying. That's why they're buying it. So that part of them is missing. So what you have to be focused on is that the people who are broken in that area potentially aren't in the position to make a great decision about it because it's impacting them. So we don't want them making decisions from down here. We need to elevate them so they get their head above the riffraff, above the noise, and they can look down on what's there and say, huh, that's a good decision. I see it more clearly from here. Your job in a sales conversation or an entire sales process is to elevate them above the junk because we don't want them making decisions. Broken people don't make good decisions. You have to get them to a place where they can see clearly. And the only reason I bring it, we're really focused on like this COVID and we're getting into a big election marketing campaign. It's going to be centered around, doesn't matter who wins in Washington, you get to control if you win. That's going to be the theme of it. So, you have to first start where they are, lift them up out of the muck, and then get them to see what's possible, get them to rise above. Now you can start talking about buying your product and why should they and why you versus the other guy and how much and how do you overcome price objections. Most of the time, you're going down to the sewer or the gutter or wherever they're broken and you're trying to sell them down there. They're not in a position. You know, my wife and I, who Mike knows and she's the most amazing woman that I know, we separated in 2008 when all the financial crisis hit. I was in mortgage and I did some things inappropriately with money. Cost us everything, bankruptcy, foreclosure, all that stuff. We separated for over a year. And my office went to puts and everything. And there was a company here that was really doing well. And a friend of mine connected me to him. And I went in there thinking he was going to hire me to run his mortgage team or do something like that. I walked in, I said, hey, you know, I don't know what you have to offer. I'll give you my best. And he goes, oh, he started laughing at me. He goes, no, you're in no position to be hired by me. Oh, he goes, you know, he knew I was a Christian and he was a Christian. He said, I just want to see how you're doing. I want to see how your heart's doing, how your soul's doing. I just want to see how I can serve you. And we had a conversation, a conversation I'm tremendously grateful for. And it elevated me to become something different. Then we started having a different relationship and then it became a partnership and referring to, but it took like 6 months to get there, right? The point was I was in no position to do anything effectively at that moment because I wasn't seeing the world through the right lens. Mm. And we have to have that same perspective when people show up to us. The moment they talk to you, they may not be in a position to be making a buying decision. So your first step may be to elevate them first, then feed them, then come back and talk to them. And so one thing that happens in a crisis economy is you have to be able to, we use the term more. You got to think about more touches, more messages, more clarity, more leadership, more truth, right? You do not have the luxury of messing around with trying to make them feel better. They need to see the truth and hear the truth imperatively. It's vital because you may be the only person telling them the truth. Like if you don't solve this problem, you won't have a crisis to recover from because you'll be out of business in 90 days. If they don't hear that from you, they might not hear that from anybody. You have to let them know this stuff is actually on point.
Man, that is so good. All right, I'm going to end with, that was such a good kind of big picture conceptual thing. I had a, now Danielle asked a kind of more specific question. I feel like we'll end on this because this is a perfect kind of question that people will be asking, like on a very specific. So Danielle says, some are going to say, well, depending on who wins, costs is going to go up because taxes are going to go up. Like, how do you respond to that guy or that gal? That's a perfect kind of specific example of what might happen here.
Okay. So play out either scenario. If costs go up, how are you going to handle it?
That's a great point.
Right? Do you need to have a better strategy? Do you need to be smarter? Do you need to know what to do specifically? Would it be easier if you're following a blueprint that somebody else laid out for you because you now have to do things smarter because things are going to cost twice as much? Or if you go the other direction and it becomes an opportunity because prices go down, don't you want to be able to capitalize on that opportunity?
Yeah, it's right. So funny how when they've got a problem that's a real problem, they come to you for help. Everyone oftentimes wants to use excuses or smokescreen, but it really doesn't matter. So people come to you for commercial or residential cleaning. Well, prices are going to go up or things are getting more expensive. This guy's going to win. Listen, either you need help, in which case let's get you, you know, taken care of, or you don't, in which case it doesn't matter. But yeah, it's I think that, and the cool thing is a lot of what you said, Jim, is such a gift, whether you sell them or not, right? Like it's awesome to be able to get off of a sales call, whether you get a check or don't get a check, and know and be like, I know I helped that guy or that gal, right? I got them from this low place of hopelessness. Even if you don't sell anything, but you take someone that was hopeless and get them hopeful, that's such a gift. And I think if you just bring value to people like that over and over and over, conversation after conversation after conversation, you can't help but get wealthy, right? Whether this guy buys or not, who knows? And it's a heck of a lot more fun than trying to sell shoes to people no feet, right? And be like, haha, I got that guy's checkbook. All right, guys, gals, if this is like, holy heck, this is what I need, let me give you a spoiler alert. Wait, are we doing it? No, we're before the election. But no matter who wins, we are doing our event. We are going to have, dare I say, way too much fun in 3 days while we give you the tools that you need to change your life. We have not done Marco says excuses are easy to make. Confronting the issues is what has to be done. Would love to sell Marco anything because that's the kind of thoughtfulness that we can help people with as opposed to closed-mindedness. That said, we are doing a 3-day event. You're very welcome, Danielle. We have never opened up everything. Usually if we're going to do the whole clean profit method or do the best we can in a couple of days, it's been thousands of dollars. We'll only take 10 or 20 people. For the first time ever, 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 we are going to invite whoever wants to come for, I think it's $97 for a regular ticket, $300 for a VIP. If you want to come live, there's a super Mac Daddy thing open to 8. You can go see what that is. But go to growmycleaningcompany.com/event. There's going to be hundreds of people there. Jim's going to be there. His team's going to be there. You guys are going to get to see the whole behind the scenes of what it looks like. We're going to spend 3 whole days putting together not just your mindset, right? The stuff that we're talking about in terms of how to look at life, whether things this or that or whatever, things that we can't control, how to respond so you're going to win every time and give you the systems and processes that you need. Jim, like I said, is going to be the MC. And as a special bonus, we've not put this anywhere yet. If you would like, Jim's going to have an event right after us. So we are focused specifically on how to grow your cleaning company. Jim is focused specifically on how to sell better, bring more value, be a better salesperson, increase your sales skills. Is that a fair summary of what you're talking about?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. And he is so committed. And again, you got to love this freaking guy. He is so committed to our people and so interested in you guys getting the results that you want. He has said, I don't want to say it for sure because I'm not positive. Everyone that buys a ticket to our event is going to either get free or free upgrade or completely free or some fantastic deal. So once you jump in our event, growmycleaningcompany.com/event, you can email support@growmycleaningcompany.com and just say, hey, I heard the broadcast. I signed up for your event. You said there's some sort of free or super amazing deal. Oh, you're getting lots of hearts, Jim. They're coming in hot and fast. I can't keep up. They're all over.
Get signed up, guys. Get signed up.
Yeah, just email support and say, hey, I'm coming to this event. I want to go to gyms. How do I do that? And they'll do that. Shelley says, where is this convention at? So I am a big hugger, face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball, belly-to-belly type guy. We got 40 hearts, Jim, just on the people love that they're going to be, oh, 42. Sorry, 40. All right, slow down. I can't hardly keep up. It's going up. We got lots. Now we're at 50. As much as I love that, due to the COVID, more than anything, I want everybody and anybody to be able to play. So we are intentionally having this virtually. I am going to be flying. Actually, Jim and I and Shay and Lindsay won't be there live, but she'll be there virtually. And Trace is going to be live. We are going to be live together on stage. And we are going to make it. Man, the hearts are coming in. I can't keep up. We're at 70 now. Or 68. We are going to, it's going to be live. We're going to have a crap ton of fun. We're going to have the whole Clean Profit Method. And for, we have so many people in Cleaning Nation that have wanted to join us, but I've got kids. Unfortunately, I'm still cleaning. That's why I need to be at the event. How do I do this? So this is going to be virtual. You can come from your computer. It is going to be so much fun. I'm dying to see you guys there. We've spent, I don't know, 50, 60 grand on this daggum thing already. Really just because we want to blow the socks off. So growmycleaningcompany.com/event to come to our deal. If you want to grow your cleaning company, if you want to get better and amazing at sales, email support at Grow My Cleaning Company afterwards, and you're going to get a free or discounted ticket to Jim's event. He's not invited me to MC his event. I think I'm going to be like a 90-minute deal, but nothing, you know, he's probably got like a professional, good-looking guy to MC his deal, but he's MCing mine because I have much lower standards than he does. So if you like Jim, if you like me, and you think you can tolerate us for three straight days, we got 114 hearts, so I figure we're going to about 100 people sign up on this broadcast. Clean Nation, we love you. Jim, I appreciate you contributing. We'll see you guys soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.